Absolutely. UCaring provides free crowdfunding for individuals or families who are seeking to raise money for personal needs, such as medical expenses, funerals and memorials, tuitions, adoptions and family needs, or as you referenced in your story, it can even be helped for families who are reaching unfortunate situations, such as the death of a loved one, and whether it's funeral expenses, repatriation expenses, or anything of that nature.
So now, how effective is it to raise money, taking into account that maybe some people don't have access to the internet?
Exactly, and that's a very good point. Crowdfunding can be very effective in some cases. In the cases of the two families that were mentioned in the VOA story, it worked very well for them. They were able to collectively raise more than $40,000 in less than 48 hours to enable them to repatriate their loved ones back to Zimbabwe. And so that's an excellent example of how crowdfunding can work. But it works best in situations where not only do families have access to the internet, but also where they have effective social networks, where they have many friends and family who are on Facebook or on Twitter or on the internet, or can at least be contacted by email through the internet. UCaring has been in operation since 2009, and since that time, we have helped families around the world raise more than $200 million for their personal and family needs.